Trump, military operation to eliminate Iran threat duty and burden of a free people. President Donald Trump said in a March 1 video address that the military operation targeting the Iranian regime was the duty and burden of a free people. A joint U.S.-Israel military operation began on the morning of February 28, striking key leaders and compounds of the Iranian regime and killing Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the second supreme leader of Iran's Islamic regime, whose tenure was characterized by animosity toward the United States. Trump confirmed the joint strikes have hit hundreds of targets in Iran, including Revolutionary Guard facilities, Iranian air defense systems, Iran's naval headquarters, and 9 Iranian naval ships. Israeli authorities and Iranian state media have also confirmed the deaths of key Iranian defense officials and nuclear development figures. Trump said that operations will continue until all of our objectives are achieved. U.S. Central Command announced the deaths of 3 American service members on March 1, withholding identifying information until their families have been informed. Trump said there will likely be additional casualties, but we'll do everything possible where that won't be the case. As one nation, we grieve for the true American patriots who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation, even as we continue the righteous mission for which they gave their lives. We pray for the full recovery of the wounded and send our immense love and eternal gratitude to the families of the fallen, he said. America will avenge their deaths and deliver the most punishing blow to the terrorists who have waged war against, basically, civilization, Trump added. Trump said an Iranian regime with long-range missiles and nuclear weapons would be a dire threat to every American. We cannot allow a nation that raises terrorist armies to possess such weapons that would allow them to extort the world to their evil will, Trump said. Not going to let it happen. Not happening to us, and we're not going to let it happen to others. The Iranian regime was planning airstrikes that would have cost American lives, and was rebuilding nuclear facilities struck by the United States last year, authorities said February 28, citing intelligence reports. In addition, nuclear talks with Iran had continued to break down. Officials believed the regime would not accept a nuclear program meant solely for civilian purposes. Trump said that the U.S. military is now being used for good. We're undertaking this massive operation not merely to ensure security for our own time and place, but for our children and their children, just as our ancestors have done for us many, many years ago, Trump said. This is the duty and the burden of a free people. These actions are right and they are necessary to ensure that Americans will never have to face a radical, bloodthirsty terrorist regime armed with nuclear weapons and lots of threats, the president said. Iran is the world's number one state sponsor of terror. We are the world's greatest and most powerful nations, so we can do something about what they do, he said. Trump also offered words of support to the Iranian people, referencing public celebrations after Khamenei's death. The entire military command is gone as well, and many of them want to surrender into saving their lives, he said, adding that thousands have been seeking immunity. He called on Iranian security and law enforcement members to lay down your arms and receive full immunity or face certain death. I call upon all Iranian patriots who yearn for freedom to seize this moment, to be brave, be bold, be heroic, and take back your country. America is with you, Trump said. I made a promise to you, and I fulfilled that promise. The rest will be up to you, but we'll be there to help, he added, referencing a statement he made in January in support of Iranians protesting the regime.